Ramban at the beginning of the parsha brings down two midrashim back to back. The first midrash is the introduction to parshas Vayishlach, and that is that the beginning of Vayishlach was Yaakov Avinu setting up the way the Jewish people is to deal with Esav forever. In all of our encounters with Edom, till the very end of days, till V'alu Moshiim Bahar Tzion L'shvot Es Har Esav, until then, it is with Dorin, Tefillah, and Melchama. Of all the years, we are to pay them off, daven, and be prepared to fight if necessary. The next Ramban brings another Medrash, where the Medrash says, Yaakov Avinu made a mistake. You're sending Malachim and you're saying, Ko Amar Avdecha Yaakov. You're trying to appease Esav as if you feel threatened by him. And the Medrash uses the pasuk in Mishlei, Machzik ba'oznei kelev over. It's as if there's this dog that is just going his merry way, and you pull on his ears. So obviously you're responsible for the consequences. Esav ledarko holech. You think Esav is coming to get you? No. Hashem runs the world. It can look as if he's coming with an army of 400 men to get you. The darko holech. He's just walking. He's going for a little walk. Hashem will see to it. He does nothing to you. Why are you sending him? Ko'amar Avdecha Yaakov. Says the Ramban. This too, is a message for the generations. The destruction of the Second Temple didn't come about until the Jews first started getting a little too friendly with the Romans. In order to appease the Romans, there were lots of Jews that got close to them. There were Jews that actually moved to Rome. With the hope that they would appreciate and respect the friendship and never conquer Jerusalem. As if to say we should have stood up to them from the very beginning. The question is, how do these two Midrashim and two Rambans work together? Dorin Tefillah and Melchama is the way to deal with them? Or, as the other Midrash would suggest, just fight. Seems to be a very clear contradiction. That on the one hand, Chazal say, this is the way to deal with Esav. This is the way to deal with Edom till the end of days. And on the other hand, Chazal are critical of Yaakov. And the Ramban says that that too is a criticism of what the Jews did with Rome. They got too close. So which one is it? In the Dorin Tefillah in Melchama, what is this Melchama? What is the war that Yaakov Avinu is preparing himself for? What's the ammunition? He's stockpiling explosives. What's Yaakov Avinu doing? He divides the camp into two, so that if Esav gets one, the other will survive. Big Melchama. Yeah, strategy. The first Medrash is saying this is the proper way to go. Doran Tfila and a defensive milchama, and not even defensive, counting your losses and saving whomever you can. And the other side of it is machzik biyozne kelev over. Why do you have to say ko amar avdecha Yaakov? Stand up to him. It seems like the first medrash is suggesting that we not do anything. We don't do anything to rock the boat. Not even prepare for a battle in the offensive sense. And the second medrash is saying, what do you mean? Ignore. You have nothing to be afraid of. Ignore. So which is right? There's a chronology here. The second medrash comes first. The second medrash says that we would never have gotten into trouble in the first place had we ignored. We would never have gotten into trouble in the first place had we not tried to win favor in their eyes. Once we did, and they are attacking us, they are no longer a kelev over. Now they're out. Now they're out to get us. Meaning the first time around when it looked like they're out to get us, ignore. But if you were moved and because of that you got friendly with them, now they're really out to get us. They're Doran Tfila Milchama. Passive Milchama. So that our first strategy is ignore. Our first strategy is ignore. Our first strategy is not to worry. Once we worry, then we need Doran Tfila and Milchama. Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu was angry that he had to send all this to Esav. What's his problem? He was greedy? Didn't want to share with his brother? He was angry that he was brought to a point where he's got to go and pacify Esav. Why did Hashem have it that way? Why couldn't he just stand up and say, you're evil and I'm good? It was a recognition that entire state is not ideal. Something went wrong here. And Chazal, according to the Ramban, are telling us what went wrong. Because he felt threatened, that's why there was really something to worry about. Because he felt threatened, there was something to worry about. Esav is not only Edom. Esav to the Jew is evil. Esav is the Satan and Esav is the Yetzer Hara. Bub, what do you mean? Same basic idea. Yaakov and Esav were twins, they were born together. Yaakov was each time he was perfect. And Esav was all evil. The Jew is essentially good. The Jew is essentially a Yetzer Tov. And his Yetzer Hara It's almost external. In the case of Yaakov Avinu, it was. Yaakov Avinu reached the level of Adam before sin, where Yetzer Hara was this external force called the serpent. In the case of Yaakov, who was pure, the Yetzer Hara was Esav. All the threats were from without. Chazal are teaching us here how to deal with the Yetzer Hara. And one may think that this is totally incorrect. If you deny the existence of your Yetzer Hara, you'll only fall into the trap. If you pretend you have no Yetzer Hara, all you're doing is failing to protect yourself. Chazal are telling us that it is fear that is responsible for all the problems. The Chovos Halvavos in Shar Yichud HaMaisa talks about the fact that the Yetzer Hara is one big bluff. The Yetzer Hara hits you with ideas that are lies. He gets us to question the things that are so simple to us. He gets us to question the basic ideas that get us to function. He interferes with our decision-making process. Essentially with lie. And our problem is that we take him seriously. We take him too seriously. We're really afraid. When he tells us something can't be done, we believe him. When he tells us something has to be done, we believe him. We don't want to follow him. So we're afraid. And once we're afraid, we're in trouble. Once we're afraid, we're in trouble. Our troubles are caused by real fear. We have to develop a confidence. A confidence in the fact that we are essentially good. And that we know what really gives us meaning. We understand what we like better. What state do you like yourself in best? Why are we so afraid that we can't resist destroying ourselves? We take him seriously. We're afraid that we cannot long term, going through all of life, keep focus. No, you can't live like that. But we want to live like that. But you can't. We allow him to threaten us. We don't laugh him off. Yes, you've got to be afraid. Of what? You've got to be afraid that you may get afraid. You've got to be afraid that you may one day take him seriously. You've got to be on guard for that. But you cannot allow the Yetzer Hara to make you afraid of him. That is the root of all of our troubles. Chovos Halvavos there talks about the real battle. And how an army fighting, that's the little one. The real battle is fighting one's own Yetzer Hara. Fighting the Yetzer Hara is difficult. Once you allowed him to draw you into a fight, you're in trouble. He already has the upper hand. You know why? Because he's already gotten you to believe. That you're in trouble. He drew you into battle. He's a scarecrow. The Medrash talks this way about Avraham Avinu. Now the whole world surrendered to a scarecrow until Avraham Avinu came along and felt it and said, this thing ain't real. It's straw. Once you're fighting, once you're in it and you're fighting, then you missed it. You're taking your Yetzer Hara too seriously. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to tell the story of the chazan that gets up on Rosh Hashanah. He's davening away there. And then he feels, I'm feeling arrogant. I'm feeling too much gaiva. So he starts fighting the Yetzer Hara. And he's screaming away in his davening to kill the Yetzer Hara. And then he tells himself, now I'm really davening great. So he's back into his gaiva. He starts fighting that. This keeps happening. More and more and more and more. He doesn't know what to do. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, you know what I would suggest? That he take the talus off his eyes, turn around, and see that the whole tzibur is laughing at the way he's davening. If you buy the Yetzer Hara's tricks and you're fighting him, he's already drawn you into this fantasy world where he is an army, where he is the opposition, where there's a real issue and you got to fight him. You've created the issue. He took a non-issue and convinced you it was real. You bought into it. The Yetzer Hara creates. He creates all kinds of issues in our lives. What is gaiva anyway? What is this need for recognition we've got? What is it? Chaim Shmulevitz once remarked in the middle of a schmooze, he said, yeah, I walk in and people stand up for me. So you think I have a problem? I feel I have a big Yetzer Hara here, covered. Said Reb Chaim, who's standing up for me already? I said, maybe in the olden days, when people were great, if those kinds of people stood up for you, it meant something. Today, we're all in this together. We're all a bunch of kids. Recognition. So if you want Hashem to recognize you, now you're talking. Whom is it that you want to recognize you? Whom do you want recognition from? What do they have to give you? Whoopee! So another one like yourself just thinks that you're great. Wow. You know who you are. Whether you're great or not is going to be totally unaffected by what they think of you. So instead of laughing it off, we turn it into an issue. Everything the Yetzer Hara is asking you to do is a non-issue. Sit and think and use your brains and recognize one is more stupid than the next. These issues, you know, these carrots he's waving in front of us, they're all non-issues. They're basically traps for self-destruction. See through it. Do you really have this urge to destroy yourself? That's basically what he's telling you to do. You think you can't go on in life without here and there destroying yourself? We, not the Yetzer Hara, we are the ones that turn it into a battle. Esav Ladarko Olef. We pull his ears. We get the dog angry. Once you're fighting, it's hard to win. What you got to do is prevent the battles from emerging. See the truth and recognize that the battles themselves are not real. We're a bunch of psychotics. We're fighting these imaginary monsters. They're not real. They're not there. But I got to. So one person's need for recognition and another one's need for wealth, because he's got to. And the other one that has to travel the world, and the other one that has to excel in whatever it is, and it's just a need. And it's so difficult and it's such a struggle. And I don't think I'm going to win. The whole thing's imaginary. But like every other psychosis, the damage is real. So once you're fighting, you gotta fight. But you gotta stay out of the battlefield in the first place. Don't create issues when they don't exist. See right through them. Is that what you're looking for in life? No, but now. See right through it. These are non-issues. Don't let them turn it into an issue. Because once it's an issue, it's so difficult to win. You've given him the ammunition. He naturally has the upper hand. In this fantasy world of yours. According to the Chovas Avavas there, that is the sum total of the Yetzer Hara. Creating issues out of non-issues. Creating doubts in the very fiber of what keeps you going. What you really live for. What really energizes you. What gives you meaning. What gives you eternity. Everything that you know you respect. He manages to start having you ask questions. Pretends as if there's something that can compete. And here we are, we take something real and we start putting it on the same level as something that is all fantasy. And then once we make them equals, we're in trouble. Remember years ago, there was an election here in Israel, election for prime minister. There was a prime minister and someone contending for the job. And it was realized early on that the country didn't take this new candidate very seriously. So he did his broadcast for the campaign, prepared it for the television. And they had him speaking from this office that looked like the Prime Minister's office, or better. Big map of the world, papers all over the place. Night after night, they were broadcasting him speaking from that office. The whole thing was just created for him. He won the election. It was a gradual process of getting people used to the idea that this man was a prime minister. It worked. This is the strategy of the Yetzer Hara. It takes non-issues and slowly gets us to believe that they're real. And then we vote. We take it seriously and we vote. And we're choosing between eternity and fantasy. And we see them as equals. And it's a serious decision. And we need so many to help us make that decision. And it's so difficult. If we do survive, it's because so many people were holding our hands. And everyone around you wonders, why is this an issue? But they're your friends. So they've got to be understanding and accepting and helpful. When it comes to everyone else's yetzer haras, we understand it so well. When other people are dealing with their issues, it is so easy to clearly see which side is real and which isn't. But when we create the battles ourselves, we can't see through it. Don't look for trouble. Don't allow the propaganda to work. Don't allow the regular broadcasts to have you think this is real. Don't be psychotic. Don't give a reality to a world that is all fantasy and then believe you can't live without it. Yaakov Avinu was angry. It's unfortunate when we have to fight the Yetzer Hara. It's unfortunate when we're torn. It's unfortunate. There are ways of winning, but it's difficult. And it's unfortunate that we've got to waste all that energy. It's so much better if we can prevent it in the first place. Nip it in the bud. See right through it. As the Chovas Avavah says there, a little bit of light gets rid of the whole darkness. A little bit of truth. A little bit of sanity. A little bit of just straightforward thinking and ask yourself, is this real or is it not? That's all it takes. So Chazal talked about the small battles, fighting Edom over the generations. They were also referring to the big battles. The small battle, for that is of Va'olu Moshim Ha'artzion L'Shpotas Ha'Reisav. The day will come where Chal Yisrael will once and for all take care of Edom. For the big battle, every individual is entrusted with that one. We can regularly have our gula if we simply think straight and not allow ourselves to be drawn into a battle that doesn't exist.